Welcome to Afterglow. I'm your host, Mark Chilla. This week on the show, I'm looking at one of the greatest artists of the mid-20th century, singer and pianist Roberta Flack. While Flack didn't sing many jazz standards herself, she did something that very few artists can claim. By seeking out and performing songs from a variety of often little-known songwriters, she helped establish a new songbook. For the past 50 years, songs she helped to popularize have been interpreted and reinterpreted countless times. This hour, I'll feature her versions of some of those songs, like Killing Me Softly with His Song and The First Time Ever I Saw Your Face. It's Roberta Flack's new American songbook, coming up next on Afterglow.
Possession is the motivation, hanging up the whole damn nation. Looks like we always end up in a rut, trying to make it real. But compared to what? Slaughterhouse. Killing hogs, twisted children are killing frogs, poor dumb rednecks rolling logs, tired old ladies are kissing dogs, and I hate that human love, that stinking mud, trying to make it real. But compared to what? Said the president, he's got his war. Folks don't know just what it's for. No one gives us rhyme or reason. If you have one doubt, they call it treason. I said we're chicken feathers, all without one gut. Compared to what? Go to church on Sunday, sleep and not trying to duck the wrath of God. Preachers filling us with pride, telling what he thinks is right. But he must be some kind of stupid nut. Try to make it real, yeah. Try to make it real. obsession is the motivation. Hanging up the whole damn nation. Looks like we always end up in a rut. Try to make it real, but compare to what?
Roberta Flack with Compared to What, her first single from 1969. That song was written by singer-songwriter Gene McDaniels, who also wrote Flack's 1974 hit Feel Like Makin' Love. Compared to What was first made into a pop hit in 1969 by jazz soul artist Les McCann. Mark Chilla here on Afterglow. On this show, we're celebrating the great singer Roberta Flack and the many songs she helped introduce into the American songbook in the 1970s. Roberta Flack is a hard artist to categorize. She's probably most often thought of as an R&B singer. Her slow-burning and spellbinding vocal delivery helped to establish that classic 1970s Quiet Storm R&B sound. Flack also had a pop sensibility with great crossover appeal. She performed some of the biggest and most celebrated pop hits of the early 1970s. Yet she was also classically trained as a pianist and brought a sophisticated style into her performance that was more polished than most artists at the time. And at the same time, her early background as a performer was rooted in jazz. While working as a teacher in Washington, D.C., Flack moonlighted as a jazz pianist and singer. She was already in her 30s when she was discovered by jazz pianist Les McCann. Here's the first known recording of Flack, made by McCann himself in 1968, with her performing the jazz standard All the Way.
Happy to be near you when you need someone to cheer you. All the way.
However, when it came to her own performing career, Roberta Flack took an even more interesting path. She combined all of these musical styles, R&B, soul, pop, classical, and jazz, and applied them to songs that were often considered to be folk. The songs had simple, direct melodies with expressive poetry, and in the process, she helped create a songbook of tunes that were, in essence, genreless like her. In her first 5 years, she popularized songs that have since gone on to be performed by countless artists. And it's mostly these songs that I'll be focusing on this hour. First up, let's hear a tune from her debut album called First Take from 1969. It was written by singer-songwriter Leonard Cohen, who at the time was just beginning to make a name for himself as a folk singer and revered songwriter, penning tunes for Judy Collins. This is a song that Cohen wrote and Collins first sang in 1967, but Roberta Flack helped to elevate. This is Roberta Flack with Hey, That's No Way to Say Goodbye on Afterglow.
I loved you in the morning, our kisses deep and warm. Your hair upon the pillow like a sleepy golden storm. Many love before us, I know we are not new. City and in forest, they love like me and you. Now it's come to distances, both of us must try. Your eyes fill with sorrow. Hey, that's no way to say goodbye. I'm not looking for another as I wander in my time. Walk me to the corner, I
steps will always rhyme. You know my love goes with you, your love stays with me. It's just the way life changes, like the shoreline of the sea. Let's not talk of love or change, things we can't untie. Your eyes fill with sorrow, hey, that's no way to say goodbye. A sleepy golden storm. Many love before us, I know we are not new. And in city and in forest, they love like me and you. But now it's come to distances, both of us must try. Your eyes fill with sorrow. Steps will always rhyme. You know my heart goes with you, your love stays with me. It's just the way life changes, like the shoreline of the sea. But let's not talk of love or change, things we can untie. Your eyes fill with sorrow.
Roberta Flack in 1969 with the Leonard Cohen song, Hey, That's No Way to Say Goodbye, from her debut album, First Take. For the next 4 years, Roberta Flack and her producer, Joel Dorn, perfected this style of the slow, simmering ballad, combining elements of jazz and R&B, while also championing the songs of folk songwriters from the 1960s. Let's hear two more songs in this vein right now, each from her second album from 1970, appropriately titled Chapter 2. This first song, all about a doomed love affair, was written in 1965 by Buffy St. Marie, another Canadian singer-songwriter like Leonard Cohen. This tune is called Until It's Time for You to Go, and became a bit of a jazz and easy-listening staple in the 1960s, performed by Peggy Lee and Carmen McRae, along with Nancy Sinatra, Glenn Campbell, and Neil Diamond. Here is Roberta Flack in 1970 with Until It's Time for You to Go on Afterglow.
You're not a dream, you're not an angel, you're a man. I'm not a queen, I'm a woman, take my hand. We'll make a space in the lives that we've planned. And here you'll stay until it's time for you to go. Yes, we're different, we're worlds apart. we're not the same. You laughed and joked at the start, like in a game. You could have stayed outside my heart, but if you came and here you'll stay. Until it's time for you to go. just like a woman. She makes love like a woman, and she aches just like a woman. She breaks up
two songs from Roberta Flack's 1970 album, Chapter 2. First in that set was the song Until It's Time for You to Go, originally written by Canadian singer-songwriter Buffy St. Marie, and later performed by people like Elvis Presley and Andy Williams. Just now we heard Just Like a Woman, originally written by the legend Bob Dylan, and later performed by people like Nina Simone. We'll hear another Roberta Flack song that's also in the Nina Simone songbook a little later. We're exploring songs popularized by singer Roberta Flack this hour. Bob Dylan is one of the more familiar folk songwriters that contributed to Roberta Flack's New American Songbook. However, as I've discussed, she was also known for championing the work of lesser-known songwriters, like on this next song. Up until this point, Flack's music wasn't selling particularly well. However, that changed with her version of the song The First Time Ever I Saw Your Face. It was a folk tune from 1957, written by songwriter Ewan McCall for his girlfriend at the time, Peggy Seeger, Pete Seeger's sister. The tune bounced around the folk scene for a few years, sung by the Kingston Trio, Peter, Paul and Mary, and Joe and Eddie. Flack knew the Joe and Eddie version and fell in love with it, calling it, quote, a perfect song, second only to Amazing Grace, end quote. She started to teach this song to her students when she was still a high school teacher in D.C., and then later added the song to her live sets when she was moonlighting as a nightclub singer, transforming it into her slow, simmering ballad style. Flack included The First Time Ever I Saw Your Face on her first album, First Take, in 1969, although it never took off. That is, until it was heard by actor, filmmaker, and jazz aficionado Clint Eastwood. He heard it on the radio in L.A., loved it, and decided to make it a key part of his 1971 directorial debut film, the thriller Play Misty for Me, all about a radio DJ and his obsessed fan. Following the release of the film, the now 2-year-old song became a hit, re-released as a single in a slightly shorter version, although still much slower and longer than the original folk version. The song reached number one on the Billboard charts and won Record of the Year and Song of the Year at the 1972 Grammy Awards. It was even played on the final day of Apollo 17's mission, making it the last song ever played on the moon. Here is the slightly shorter radio edit of that song now. This is Roberta Flack with The First Time Ever I Saw Your Face on Afterglow.
The first time ever I saw thought the sun rose in your eyes, and the moon and the stars were the gifts you. The dark and the endless skies. And the first time ever I kissed. Your face. your face.
Roberta Flack with her Grammy Award-winning single, The First Time Ever I Saw Your Face, written back in 1957 by folk songwriter Ewan McCall and recorded there by Flack in 1969. We'll have more from singer Roberta Flack and her new American songbook in just a moment. Stay with us. I'm Mark Chilla, and you're listening to Afterglow. Welcome back to Afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla. We've been exploring music by the great singer Roberta Flack this hour, a singer who blurred the lines between jazz, R&B, folk, and pop. Right now in the background, we have jazz pianist Les McCann, a close friend of Flack's and one of her first champions, performing his original song, Roberta, a song written about her. Roberta Flack did not record that many jazz standards, per se. However, she, along with other singers like Nina Simone, helped create what I'm calling a new American songbook. They recorded and popularized a series of newer songs that helped form the backbone of jazz, soul, pop, and R&B repertoire for the next 50 years. These songs are still being covered today. Let's hear one of those songs now. At the time it was written, the two songwriters, Barry and Robin Gibb, were not household names. They were a couple of emerging songwriters from the Isle of Man by way of Australia, whose Beatles-inspired blue-eyed soul group, the Bee Gees, were just beginning to make a name for themselves, a far cry from the disco kings they would soon become. But the brothers Gibb knew how to write a good song, and one of their early hits became a standard— thanks to early covers by Nina Simone, The Sweet Inspirations, and Roberta Flack. Let's hear it now. This is Roberta Flack from her 1971 album Quiet Fire with To Love Somebody on Afterglow.
There's a light, a certain kind of light that never shines on me. That one my whole life to be lived with you, babe. Many people that's a lie. You don't know what it's like when you love somebody to love somebody the way I your face again, and I know my frame of mind. You don't have to be, I'm so blind. I am a woman. Can't you see what I am?
Roberta Flack with a song that's now a standard, To Love Somebody, written by Barry and Robin Gibb of the Bee Gees. That comes from her 1971 album Quiet Fire, produced by Joel Dorn. Barry and Robin Gibb were not yet superstars when Roberta Flack recorded To Love Somebody. But another songwriter that Roberta Flack helped to elevate around this time was someone who was just beginning to ascend to that superstar status. And that's Carole King. Carole King and her songwriting partner and husband at the time, Jerry Goffin, were already deeply entrenched in the pop music landscape by the early 1970s. They had written top 10 Billboard hits for the Shirelles, the Drifters, Aretha Franklin, and others in the 1960s. With the release of her solo album, Tapestry, in 1971, Carole King became one of the most successful singers of that year. One of the songs that King featured on her album was one of her old number one hits for the Shirelles in 1960, Will You Love Me Tomorrow, which she transformed into a slow, languid ballad. A few months later, on her album Quiet Fire, Roberta Flack gave the song a similar treatment. And let's hear that version now. This is Roberta Flack in 1971 with Carole King's Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow on Afterglow.
Just a moment's pleasure. Can I believe the magic in your sight? Will you still love me tomorrow? Oh,
think of me. And soon I will be there to brighten up even your darkest night. You just call out my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running to see you again. Winter, spring, summer, or fall, all you have to do is call.
Roberta Flack and her frequent recording and songwriting partner Donny Hathaway with the Carole King song You've Got a Friend. That version was released as a single in 1971, nearly a year ahead of their self-titled duet album together. Carole King herself released that song as a single earlier that year, followed by Flack and Hathaway's version released in May 1971, the exact same day as yet another version by singer James Taylor. Flack and Hathaway's version was a modest Billboard hit, but Taylor's was much bigger. It hit number one on the Billboard charts and earned him a Grammy Award for his performance. Carole King also won a Grammy for the song itself. Before that, we heard Roberta Flack Alone, also in 1971, with Carole King and Jerry Goffin's Will You Love Me Tomorrow. By 1974, Roberta Flack's musical style began to change, moving away from that slow, simmering, jazzy ballad and more towards mainstream 1970s R&B. This style change mostly had to do with the departure of her longtime producer, Joel Dorn, who had helped cultivate the jazzy R&B sound of Atlantic Records for artists like Les McCann, Yusuf Lateef, and Charles Mingus around this time. But before Flack and Dorn parted ways, they produced one more important album with one more essential single. Like many of her earlier hits, it was originally a little-known folk tune, transformed by Flack into a new American standard. Killing Me Softly with His Song was co-written by songwriters Charles Fox and Norman Gimbel, with help from the aspiring singer Lori Lieberman, who ended up first performing it. The inspiration, as it's often told, came to Lieberman while she was watching singer Don McLean perform live. McLean was apparently the one strumming her pain with his fingers. Fox and Gimbel helped Lieberman flesh it out into a song, which she recorded and released to no great acclaim in 1972. Roberta Flack happened to hear that song as part of the in-flight audio while she was on a plane, and she was mesmerized by it. She managed to track down the songwriters and eventually recorded her own version, which became an instant classic. Killing Me Softly with his song is as much Roberta Flack's as it is Fox's, Gimbel's, or Lieberman's. And since then, it's been covered over 400 times by artists ranging from Perry Como in the 1970s to Lauryn Hill and the Fugees in the 1990s. Here's Roberta Flack's iconic version now. This is Killing Me Softly with his song on Afterglow.
Strumming my pain with his fingers, singing my life with his words, killing me softly with his song, killing me softly with his song, telling my whole life with his words, killing me softly with his song.
Song, telling
Roberta Flack in 1973 with her Grammy Award-winning version of Killing Me Softly with His Song, written by Charles Fox and Norman Gimbel. And thanks for flipping through the pages of Roberta Flack's New American Songbook with me on this edition of Afterglow. Afterglow is part of the educational mission of Indiana University and produced by WFIU Public Radio in beautiful Bloomington, Indiana. The executive producer is John Bailey. Playlists for this and other Afterglow programs are available on our website. That's at indianapublicmedia.org/afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla, and join me next week for our mix of vocal, jazz, and popular song from the Great American Songbook, here on Afterglow. Thank you.